new year, it has finally arrived, and looking so forward to an outstanding 2015. It is indeed a very big weekend in the NFL with the playoffs. And in our next segment with Husker great Jason Peter, who of course is joining us on our celebrity guest line, driven by Stuart Cadillac. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple, and by SCORE, the Athletes Network. There is no offseason at SCORE at score.com. We want to encourage you to check them out. How are you, Jason? Happy New Year to you and the family.
Happy New Year to you too, E. How
are
you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's great after all the travels, and we were in Florida, we were in Branson, Missouri. It's great to be home in Houston, Texas, yeah, where it's a balmy 45 degrees.
Oh, that's so bad. Well, we've only been about just hovering above zero up here in Lincoln for the past week. So it's been cold, and you combine that with the traveling and now the sick kids and the sick wife, and it's the holidays.
Well, hopefully this too shall pass. You guys will get back up to 100% here soon. But we wanted to start things off in our segment, Jason. We want to get your perspective on the costly misstep for the Lions and Ndamukong Suh, and what his temporary suspension for stepping on Aaron Rodgers. Severe punishment, no doubt, but were you surprised that, he was reinstated?
No, I mean, he has numb feet syndrome. that's what it was.
Oh my gosh!
It gets cold out there in Lambeau, and you know, he's like restless leg. It's
you had a cramp
feet, but yeah, you know, I don't know. It's funny because when I first came out here to Nebraska you know, I had always been told that in the year or two prior that there was this defensive lineman here, and man, he, you know, fits it. He everything you could want in a defensive lineman, but there's just one thing missing, and that is, you know, the attitude. And somebody had actually set up a lunch where we met Ndamukong and my brother and I, and you know, just talked football and the mentality and everything. And then when I moved back, we kind of reconnected again, and I'm not going to say mentor was the word, but you know, we stayed in touch throughout his career at Nebraska, and every once in a while we would we'd catch up and we'd chat throughout the season and stuff like that. And the thing that I stressed to him the most was he's got to have this, you know, going into a dark alley sort of attitude. And I said, if you can do that, I said, there's not a NFL GM, an active one, an old one, you know, up-and-comer, that will not want you on their roster, because guys like you are not standing on every street corner. I mean, he's physically just bigger, faster, stronger than 99% of the people playing in the NFL, and that's what makes him such a difficult matchup for teams. And you know, did he step on, you know, Rodgers' leg on purpose? I don't know. You know, it's hard to tell from just the angles that we were seeing. But you know, stuff like that happens, and I'm not saying it's okay by any means, but I do believe Ndamukong hasn't deserved all of, you know, the criticism in terms of, you know, being a cheap football player. He has made his mistakes, but I can tell you, in the beginning, you know, there was a hit or two, like on Jay Cutler. There was another one maybe on Andy Dalton, where it just looks more violent when Ndamukong does it, because he is so much bigger, faster, stronger than everybody else. And I think those first two hits on the quarterback that ultimately he drew fines, and people started to question him in terms of, you know, the character and what have you, I think that kind of started the snowball there. And then obviously you had the thing on Thanksgiving Day against the Packers a few years ago, and that certainly goes against having a nasty attitude in between the lines. I mean, that was something that I'm sure he regrets ever doing. But I'm not sure. I need some more camera angles before I say he did it on purpose, or I need to talk to Ndamukong and hear it right out of the horse's mouth.
Well, most folks and commentators are saying, and analysts said that it looked pretty intentional, and unfortunately he does have this bad boy reputation in the NFL. But I think what is worrisome and bothersome is the fact that, I mean, he really could have put Detroit's season in jeopardy.
Yeah, and that's, I think, the thing that, if you're the GM or the coach of Detroit, you gotta, it's hard enough to keep guys healthy for 17 weeks throughout the season. And, when they're setting up rosters, they're trying to put together 53 guys who they feel, health-wise, ability-wise, all of that stuff that they take into consideration, but they need guys that are available or they think can make it through an entire season. Just with health concerns alone is a huge, obstacle that every GM and coach has to face throughout the year. You kind of hope that, guys will take it upon themselves that they won't do something to jeopardize themselves or the rest of their team that's not really, football related. I mean, getting suspended for stepping on somebody ultimately really isn't football related. It's just kind of getting into a fight in a bar or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just dumb to do, and it's really just dumb. That's the best way to put it, because forget the money aside, they're trying to win Super Bowls there in Detroit, and he's a big reason for where they are in terms of, the playoffs and making a run at it. I mean, Ndamukong, his contract year is up. He's probably going to be the highest paid player in the NFL, following this offseason. And you got to be there when the games really, really count, and that's right now. So he was fortunate to get it overturned.
Well, absolutely, I agree with you, because you have to wonder how much of an impact that would have had on Sunday's game. They're a big sigh of relief from Lion fans.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, there are charts, and I don't know them right off the top of my head, but just in terms of, games that Ndamukong played and games he didn't, and the yards per game, against for their defense is 40 to 50 yards more when Ndamukong's not in there. The third down conversion rate for offenses, is so much higher when Ndamukong's not playing. So he is a real difference maker.
What do you think the future is for Sue in Detroit? You were talking about that this is the last year, of his contract. He's set to be a free agent. Where do you think he ends up?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he'll be there, in Detroit or he'll be somewhere else. He's a smart guy. Don't confuse Ndamukong with the kind of big, dumb jock sort of a football player. I mean, he was an engineering major at the university. He's very well versed in many different aspects of life. So he's not just thinking at it like, oh, I just got to go. Whoever offers me the most money, that's where I'm going. And, not looking at the situation around it. And he knows that there's money to be made off the field as well. And and what he could look at in terms of if he stayed in Detroit as compared to going to a new team. Now, are all bets off if somebody like the New York Giants come calling, because here you're talking about being in the Big Apple and talk about things that you can do off the field. I mean, everything is a block away in New York City. He'll look at it in with more depth than just how many zeros are in that offer sheet. There'll be a lot more, I think, that goes into it. I'm sure he would like to see Detroit win a Super Bowl. They were really not a good franchise prior to him getting there, and to be able to say that you were a big reason in taking a team that was at the bottom to the top, that's something that guys they would cherish that.
Hey, Jason Peter with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, giving us his reaction to Sue's appeal and winning that. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be rejoined with Jason Peter here in just a moment.